Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Hour number two and 11 o'clock on Friday has a whole new meaning to it because Darren Dreger has agreed to join us a half hour earlier as we are probably, what, week three into this? Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. If you don't follow him on Twitter, he's at Darren Dreger on Twitter, and you know he's a TSN hockey insider. And about 5 minutes ago, he tweeted, "About to jump on with my pals, the Instigators. We'll chat about the Sabres coaching search. Rickard Gronberg, head coach of the Zurich Lions, has been interviewed for the Buffalo job. Good coach." Good morning, Darren. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, guys.
So what's up? How's everything going?
Oh, things are going well. Yeah, enjoying the playoffs for the most part. I'm trying to stay on top of the coaching search and everything that's going on, not just in Buffalo, but around the league. And yeah, I don't know how surprised you guys would be that Rickard Gronberg would be interviewed by the Buffalo Sabres. Probably very little. I mean, he's been interviewed by other NHL clubs. I think most recently the New Jersey Devils. Real good coach, no question about that. Longtime Swedish national coach. He's been around some top-notch players. Nick Lidstrom, Henrik Zetterberg, go down the list, right, of all the Swedish great players that he's been around and has coached. More recently, he's been with the Zurich Lions and is highly, highly regarded. Frankly, I'm surprised that he hasn't got an NHL head coaching job to this point of his career. Almost 53 years old. He's got North American experience. He played college hockey at St. Cloud in Minnesota. So he understands the North American game very, very well. So I would expect that Kevin Adams and Jason Karmanos, whoever were involved in the interview process, would have found him to be impressive, because that's the feedback that I've gotten from other NHL clubs over the years. So all we can do is throw him in the mix, and ultimately we'll see where the process takes Kevin Adams and the Sabres in their final decisions.
Who else is in the mix now? We talked about Tocchet, obviously Don Granato, UMass coach, what's his name? Greg Carvel, I think. Yeah. He was one of them. Like, who else is in the mix? New names coming up, or names that are standing out right now?
No. And again, I wouldn't say it's early in the process. They're probably at a point now where they feel like they've basically seen everything that they need to see. Now, they might have interest in coaches who are still on benches. You know, yeah. That we don't know. And I've got that feedback from some other clubs that are in the coaching search, waiting to see what happens. So I can't be certain as to who would be the front runner beyond Don Granato, of course, who we've talked about week after week, deservedly being, in the upper echelon of the process. But to get back to Gronberg for a second, I think he's reached a point in his career, I haven't dealt with him directly, but where he might even consider coming over as an associate coach. And that would intrigue me if I were Kevin Adams and management of the Buffalo Sabres. You know, if Donny Granato has shown enough in the short period of time that he deserves the head coaching opportunity, but you want to bring in something new, something different into the mix, Gronberg would be right up there. Rick Tocchet, I mean, it feels like he's just kind of jumping from one airplane to another, isn't he? You know, he's interviewed a couple of times with the New York Rangers. So has Gerard Gallant, who's coaching Team Canada, at least twice with the New York Rangers. And I'm sure Buffalo is circling back on these guys as well. But, you know, beyond what we already know, Marty, I don't think that there are any surprises at this point.
Instigators Darren Dreger joining us here as he always does on Friday, now at a new time at 11 o'clock. We had Kevin on last hour, and we did not ask him about Jack's situation, Jack's neck, because you know what? He's not going to tell us anything. We're going to be wasting a question and wasting his time. So what do you know? That's why we like to ask you these questions, because you find these things out and they're at a very interesting timetable right now.
They are. They have not made a decision yet on what the ultimate path for recovery is, right? Is it, again, the more traditional means of just continuing to have treatment, working with the medical staff and just trying to heal naturally, or the surgical route? They have not made that decision. My understanding is that the Buffalo Sabres had a bunch of conversations in the past few days, this week certainly, gathering all the most up-to-date information from the doctors and, again, the medical staff. And sources indicate that Adams also met in person with Jack Eichel's agent. And that, I believe, happened as early as yesterday. So the communication is regular. And if nothing else, I think that's a positive step, right? Because it kind of felt like during Jack's exit interview that this was headed in a nasty direction. And I think things have settled down a little bit because both sides can appreciate that the work that needs to get done moving forward here has to be in the best interest of both Jack Eichel and the Buffalo Sabres organization. So the fact that they're in constant communication is a good sign. Again, lots of dialogue this week with the medical group involved, with Eichel's agent, Peter Fish, but no final decision on ultimately what direction they're going to take.
Is time starting to be a pressing issue with that as well now that we are in June? And if you think, well, you still have, you know, the month of June, but July, August, September, like you need to get healthy for the season. Is that pressing right now?
I think it has to be, Marty, and I haven't talked to Peter or Jack specifically about that, but I would go back 6 weeks, 8 weeks ago when I was pretty strong and others in reporting on this were pretty strong in the belief that Jack was going to have the surgery in early May, and that didn't happen. And the reason why they wanted to have the surgery in early May was for exactly what you've just outlined. I mean, you know, Eichel was fed up with not being healthy this season and felt like this was a part of his health that he could expedite a process to get healthy so that he could get training again sooner rather than later. So if they decide that, okay, well, the conventional means isn't working, we agree now with the assessment from the secondary group of specialists that provided second opinion, and he has the surgery, well, best case scenario, what are you talking about? 6 weeks minimum recovery before he can get back to doing what he would normally do in an off season. So without talking specifically to Jack, I can't imagine that he isn't a little bit concerned, if not a lot concerned, about the fact that they don't have a conclusion in the direction and he's not able to do what he would normally do in training.
I think there's still a lot of time, to be honest with you. I mean, if you're looking at 6 weeks, even 8 weeks, you know, you could be looking at a July and an August, recovery. And then he still has a good solid month and a half because the season is starting later this year than normal. There's lots of time for Jack to make sure that he's ready for the start of the season.
Yeah. And so I don't know why there was just an elevated sense of time pressure. Again, going back a couple of months ago, but it was just, maybe it was just to put that behind him, you know, and focus on everything that he has to do to get to that point where he's training and he's healthy. But you're right, Ribs. I mean, worst case scenario, you know, look, they're not dragging it out. Buffalo isn't purposely dragging this out so that they can get their way here and go down the medical path that they prefer. They want what's best for Jack and what's best for the club. They just haven't been able to ascertain medically what that is just yet. But I mean, we have to be talking about days here before that final decision is made.
Well, it all depends too on whose timetable is the day one of the season. Is the team not as concerned about him starting at the start of the season? Is the player more concerned? Because if the team's sitting there saying, look, I mean, we'd rather you try the conservative approach here. Yeah. Let's try to let it heal naturally if it can. And then if we need to have surgery when we lose October, then you know what? So be it. At least we exhausted all the avenues to maybe get it right.
Right. But there's also a layer to this that we're not considering. And that's, you know, Jack Eichel's future in Buffalo, period. And if there's even a little bit of an appetite to look at the trade interest this offseason, you know, normally the healthiest part of the big ticket trade items comes out around the draft. Well, if clubs are stepping up and they're going to pay the price that Kevin Adams and the Buffalo Sabres are going to need, and we've talked about this and we've debated what that might be, well, teams aren't going to do that if they're not 100% certain of the direction of Jack Eichel's health. And I don't know how clubs would view this, whether they're more comfortable with, again, the more conventional approach versus somewhat experimental surgical procedure that has been done in other sports, just not at the National Hockey League level. But his health, based on the sources that I've talked to, is a big concern and a big issue for clubs that might have some interest.
Okay, so let me ask you this. A big concern and issue with the Sabres the last few years is keeping the puck out of the net, goaltending, defense. They got Rasmus Dahlin playing much better this year. They're going to get the first overall pick. Could be Owen Power. Seth Jones is available by a trade. Like, is there a connection that could be made between Columbus and Buffalo moving forward? Do you see it happening? And what's the Columbus Blue Jackets going to do with Seth Jones before the draft?
Yeah. Well, they have to entertain it, right? I mean, Seth has made it clear that he's not signing in Buffalo. I suppose there's time to help change his mind. But doesn't, you know, I'm a little perplexed by this, to be fair. I happen to think that Jarmo Kekäläinen is a good general manager. He's a great guy. He's fun to talk hockey with because he's so passionate. John Davidson goes back there to try and help straighten things out. What is it about Columbus that these top players just don't want to stay there? They don't want to sign. You can't blame it on John Tortorella anymore. He's gone. You know, there'll be a new coach. So there has to be a deeper investigation as to why these star players just do not want to stay with the Columbus Blue Jackets, because I don't get it from a hockey ops perspective. But we do know that Columbus is pretty eager to add a top center. I mean, in exit discussions, even prior to the exit meeting, the conversations with Patrick Laine, even though he had a disappointing season with the Columbus Blue Jackets after the trade from Winnipeg, was, look, you need to get better. You need to get stronger. You need to work on your game, all of those things. That goes without saying. But we need to do a better job as a team here of helping you. And we're going to do that by bringing in a real good 1C, a number one center. Mm-hmm. Who is that? I don't know. I mean, is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins the number one center in the National Hockey League? He isn't for me. I mean, he's a good number two if he's a center. And we don't even really know if he's a center because he plays the wing a lot.
You know, could
you put Sam Reinhart in that category?
I mean, if you're Jarmo, that's where I was going. I think you have to consider it, don't you? I mean, sure, you kick tires on Jack and you try and find out if there's a fit that works. And if it's Eichel going out, then Seth Jones makes some sense to me. And whatever that package looks like, I don't know. You guys can beat that around and try and figure out what the value in Jack needs to be from a Columbus standpoint. But if it's not Jack, then it needs to be Sam Reinhart. But again, is Sam Reinhart a number one? In Columbus, he might be. He might be. So there could be a fit there. There could be. Certainly tick some boxes from both teams' perspective, but Columbus is going to be a mover and a shaker, I think.
No Darren question. Dreger joining us here on the Instigators, as he always does on Friday. He's at Darren Dreger on Twitter, TSN Hockey Insider. I guess I have to say all that, but I don't need to. I think everybody listening knows who you are, Dregs. I want to go back to something you said about Jack, and you said it's a big concern teams that are interested or would be interested in him is a big concern. So a while, like, I don't know how long the season's been over now, but there's been talks and many different people have reported that teams would trade in Jack's current medical condition. Do you still feel that to be true after that, saying there's big concern?
Oh no, for sure. Okay. You know, again, you know, you have to believe that he is going to get better. They've seen enough in the body of the work of Jack Eichel to know that he is a star player when healthy in the National Hockey League. And there is no shortage of interest in Jack. But, you know, when you're going to have to shell out the assets to acquire him, you're going to have to do your due diligence. I mean, automatically, if you're making a trade for Jack Eichel, you're going to have your medical people contact the Buffalo Sabres medical people. Maybe, you know, the specialists that have helped through the process in the second opinion. And get the lay of the land, understand exactly precisely what you're dealing with. And then you make a decision after that. If all of it has been remedied and rectified, then no issue. Then you get into the hard negotiations and your comfort level is what it is. And health isn't a factor, but I just know that some of the teams that have had interest have expressed concern that health related concerns as to where he is now and where he needs to get to.
Marty, Craig, any more Sabres topics before we move on? I mean, I don't want to move on and then have to go back. So, I mean, may as well just stay there. You know what I mean? Anything else?
I'm good.
Bueller, Craig,
Paige. I wanted to know if Dreg's cut his grass this morning, though, because he's not wearing that white hat to cut the grass, that's for sure.
Nah, are you kidding? Team Titleist, baby. that's for Ribs. I'm good.
Yeah, Ribs has got his tailor-made hat on, so there's a competition.
You know what the difference is between you and Ribs, though, Dregs?
Yeah.
Ribs is golfing at 1 today, and you're not.
No, I'm golfing at 2.
Oh, are you? Can you golf now in Canada?
Yeah.
Can you golf in Ontario? Can you golf in Ontario now?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm not allowed. I'm not allowed in my own country, so I don't follow.
Ogie Oglethorpe has been banned from his own country.
I know, Dregs, you know, the Scheifele hit, the suspension more or less now. It's about the suspension, but I don't know if you want to comment on what you thought of it or if you think the suspension's fair.
It's a strong suspension. 4 games is a big number. Excessive. Not when you look at optically, you know, Jake Evans cartwheeling and smashing his face on the ice. So in that respect, you can make sense and come to terms with a 4-game suspension. I feel like the NHL, and I'm not being critical, it's just a fact, when searching for a way to suspend Mark Scheifele because it was such a violent hit, right? And when you go through a boarding major and the Department of Player Safety made sure that a number of media people, myself included, the night that this happened, Wednesday night, that we understood the breakdown of a charging penalty. You don't always have to launch or leave your feet. Distance traveled is among the factors that are considered in establishing the charging major. So as the video from the Department of Player Safety explains in detail, that was a big part of it, right? There was an injury on the play, thank heavens, not as significant as it appeared. I mean, Jake Evans was out upon contact. He was unconscious. But they also look at the bigger picture. And I don't think that this has gotten enough play. I'm not suggesting that this was a tipping point, but it might have added another game to the equation. And that is, you know, Scheifele was frustrated. He was borderline pissed off. Who's kidding who, right? I mean, the game didn't go the way that they were hoping it was going to go.
His eyes were like they were so big that whole third period. It was like they were rolling.
Yeah. Well, and look, not long before that, you saw him engage with Benny Sherratt in front of the net. Sherratt horse collars him, throws him down, probably should have got a penalty for it. They should have had offsetting minors, put both of them in the box and away you go. Instead, they pick one and it's Mark Scheifele and he is sour. He's sour. And that was the kind of night that he had, right? Sherratt did a fabulous job against Mark Scheifele. You know, the Habs in general did a great job of playing well defensively, but also kind of getting under the Winnipeg Jets' skin. So they factor all of that stuff in, right? You know, I guess Mark Scheifele is trying to get back to the play to prevent a goal. But where you lose me, and you probably lost George Parros in the Department of Player Safety, is that there's no play for puck on that. You know, he doesn't, you know, he takes his one hand off the stick so that he can position himself with his shoulder to deliver again. What'd they use? An unwarranted violent hit? That was the language, which I've never heard that in the description of a suspension before from Dops. So I thought it was going to be a maximum two games, to be fair. I wouldn't have been shocked if it had only been one game. So four games was a big surprise, but that's clearly message sending that can't do it anymore, guys. Sorry. Back when you played, maybe. Not anymore.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm tired. And I think, you know, we had this conversation off the air just before, but I don't recall a playoffs where we're only a couple games into the second round where I've seen so many players out cold on the ice.
Scary stuff. Scary.
I was watching the game live.
Yeah.
And when Jake Evans pulled the puck around on his backhand to wrap it around, and I saw two blue jerseys entering the frame. My first reaction to that was that it could end up in a big physical contact. I didn't think it was going to be that bad. And I heard Chris Versteeg, and I was telling the boys how the youngsters now are not taught the same way that, you know, Rivs and Petey were taught in the 90s about how to handle themselves with big hits and players around. Is that a factor that the game has changed so much now that the teaching is different at the youth hockey level?
Yeah, maybe to some degree. But I mean, look, I'm almost 53 years old. I remember my coaches in Bantam and Midget, you know, describing that area as Death Valley, which it is often known by. And if you're going around there and you're cutting in the front, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get filled in. And saw it often back then, not so smart players. But there is a difference between a 20, 30, 40-foot run and hitting the guy there, which can have equally devastating results, compared to a player who traveled 160, 180 feet to complete that hit. And I guess I would, you know, look, yeah, there is some onus for sure for me on Jake Evans putting himself in that position. But what's he going to do? You know, is he going to skate the puck into the corner and wait for some help? I mean, his thought process is, I'm putting a nail in this game. I am ending it. There's going to be no doubt with just under a minute left that we have won game one. That has to be his thought process. So was he eligible to be hit? No question about it. 100%. Just not like that at that speed with that level of violence.
Or another thing I scratch my head at, and no one has talked about this. I just don't get it. So you have Mark Scheifele, who skates 175 feet. He absolutely lights up Evans.
Yeah.
The guy is down on the ice, and Mark Scheifele standing behind the net and allows the Montreal Canadiens to come in and maul him. I don't understand, like, you just, like, obliterated their player. Why are you not ready to go to town here and protect yourself?
You know what I think it was, Ribs? I think it was, you know, you saw the aftermath of the Nazem Kadri hit on Falk, right?
Yeah, yeah.
His eyes, as Marty described, were huge because not that he was expecting what happened in the aftermath. I think it was an oh my God moment.
Yeah.
What did I do? I know I'm going to get suspended large for this.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Scheifele was thinking in that moment. Hasn't been suspended before, so that's being unfair trying to read his mind. But otherwise, I don't disagree with you. I mean, that was one element that surprised me. And the other one that impressed me, and I'm sure you guys talked about it, how about Nikolaj Ehlers? Like, he's not worried about Mark Scheifele getting the tar kicked out of him in the scrum behind him.
Yeah.
He can see Jake Evans in a real bad way lying on the ice. The linesman is trying to protect the injured player. And there's Ehlers, arms spread, trying to, I mean.
Good on him, right?
Man.
I went back and watched the Steve Downey hit on Dean McCann because I was with the Flyers. I wasn't at that game. It was a preseason game. And players are falling over Dean McCann, who was unconscious on the ice. That's so scary. And I saw Nick Ehlers right away. And I thought, wow, like, incredible gesture there.
You.
That was great. And we need more of that, obviously, in the world. So that was great.
Yeah, just high character, you know. And look, I mean, most NHL players are high character individuals, good human beings. So, I mean, I'm not suggesting that other players wouldn't do it. I just, that impresses me that in that moment, you know, for a contrary position, why Mark Scheifele hasn't dropped his flipper or his mitts and he's throwing to Nick Ehlers, not worrying about Scheifele getting the tar kicked out of him. He's more concerned with what he's seeing in a young man. Yeah. It's great to see.
Well, we see how Winnipeg responds and reacts without Mark Scheifele tonight, and how Montreal responds to the hit.
And Dylan DeMello, guys, holy smokes! Yeah. Like, you know, it looks like Stastny's going to be back. How effective he can be, he's got to be hurt to some degree, so that's good news. Losing Dylan DeMello, I mean, so yeah, I mean, I assume Jordy Benn's coming into the lineup. Tucker Pullman will likely get elevated. Dylan DeMello has been so good for a sketchy blue line. That's a pretty big hit.
You've been a great hit today, Dregs. Thanks for your time. Enjoy golf.
Hit him good. Hit him straight.
Rivs, stay out of the weeds, man. Stay out of the weeds.
Long and straight, Dregs.
Not in Canada, though, eh, Dregs? Not in Canada.
Hey, if you need a contact with Titleist, I'll set you up with a new TSI driver.
Just bought the new TaylorMade sim there, bud.
Do you guys get the free hat when you buy the new drivers?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right. Instigators. We'll be back. Thanks for your time, Doug.
$15 hat with a $400 driver.
$400? Keep going. That doesn't even buy half the driver.
US.
That's the grip.
Have a great weekend, fellas.
All right. See you, Drags. Thanks for your time. We'll talk to you next Friday. Darren Dreger, every Friday right here at 11 o'clock. TSN Hockey Insider. At Darren Dreger on Twitter. We'll be right back with Dis or Dat coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to the Instigators here on WGR 550 and MSG. It's time for Dis or Dat. But before we go into Dis or Dat, I wanted to say a thank you and a big shout out to Melissa, Mimi, and Tanya. They're three ladies from the Seneca Resorts and Casino that me and Thor had a bit of a luncheon at the arena yesterday with. You know, our partnership with Seneca's have been great. And they were telling us a lot about special events and things that are coming up with the Seneca Resorts and Casinos. So I figured, hey, they're the name of our show. They're name sponsor of our show. So wanted to send a shout out to these three ladies. We had a great time. And
any Thurman concerts coming up?
There is some concerts coming up. They wouldn't tell us, though, who. I guess there's somebody big that's coming. I don't know. I was like asking questions. They were tight.
If it's that big and it's a secret, you know who it is, right?
Who is it?
You know who it's got to be.
I don't know. Britney Spears.
It's got to be Nickelback.
Nickelback. yeah, that's totally.
Look
I said Britney
at this
Spears,
photograph.
Said, yeah, exactly.
Every this time I do, it makes me
okay,
laugh.
Okay, here's a this or that. Which one, not UPD and not your ribs, but general public, which one would they want to go see more? Britney Spears, this or that? Here's the first one. Right.
Couldn't
here.
Hear you because your hotel Wi-Fi is cutting out on you.
Say it again, Mark.
No, it's not my hotel Wi-Fi. It's I'm on a hotspot because the Wi-Fi was too bad.
Oh, it's not that hot. It's about as cold a hotspot as you can get, Marty. Is he frozen? He's frozen.
It's the best Seriously. Part of the show. Just I let it linger frozen. For a couple minutes.
Okay, I'm back here.
Okay, go ahead, damn. Marty. Ask again.
No, I'm not asking again. We're going to go straight to this or that because I don't know when my internet's going to freeze again. So Paul Maurice is kind of defending Mark Scheifele's action by saying, it's a big hit. It's a heavy, heavy hit. Do you think he really thinks what he's saying or he's just protecting his guy? This or that? A coach really thinks what they're saying or they're just protecting their star player? PD, we'll start with you.
Well, I will answer this as honestly as I can. I think if Paul Maurice and his player were the one that got crunched, I think he'd probably say something very different. So I think this is the typical, and this is what he needs to do. This is what he needs to say. He needs to protect his player, and that's what he's doing.
Rivs, this or that, is he protecting his player or you really believe what he's saying? Paul Maurice.
Oh, his comments were, you need to do everything you can to stop a goal from being scored. It's part of the game. Well, if he felt that way, he might have wanted his player to extend his stick and maybe try and hit the puck away from not going in the net. But he didn't do that. He aborted that mission and went for I'm going to crush you mission. And there were some tough consequences that happened beyond that. I mean, the coach is going to do that. He's going to stick up for his player and he's going to try and, speak his way out of it. But, the damage is done. The penalty has been laid. Now you live with it and you move on.
Yeah, the damage is done. Jeff just put in our rundown that Mark Scheifele is actually talking to the media right now, that he had a chance to appeal the suspension to Gary Bettman. And he says he will not do so. So he accepts his 4-game suspension. He also said, I hope that Jake Evans is doing okay. He did not mean to take him out. He was trying to make a defensive play. He talks about his career record.
Not true.
And that he's not,
it's not true at all.
You know what?
He wanted to take him out. He just didn't.
No, he didn't want to take him out, like injure him. I think he wanted to. Yeah, so that's what he's saying. Okay, let's move on.
I mean, this is where I wish players could be more honest, where Scheifele could say, I can't believe they only gave me 4 games.
Can you imagine if I hit him in the head, I'd be suspended for what, 10, 12?
Well, I was going to get 15 at least.
Or when I went to make the hit, I absolutely wanted to hurt him.
Yeah, that would be a tough one. But
well, we're just saying hypothetically, Marty.
Hypothetical. I don't think he would say that. Okay, not hypothetical is the Calder nominees are out. Rookie of the Year nominees. Kirill Kaprizov, Jason Robertson, and Alex Nedeljkovic are the three candidates. This or that or the other thing, which one is your winner? Kaprizov, Nedeljkovic, or Jason Robertson? Ribs, we'll start with you.
I don't know a whole lot about the Robertson kid. I know he's the older brother of the Toronto Maple Leafs, Robertson, right?
Yes.
Robertson. He had a really nice year. He did some special things. There's no question about it. The goaltender in Carolina, again, when I was debating with you about Linus Allmark and where he could go, and you had mentioned to me that there was a young goaltender in Carolina, you told me his name, never heard of him before. but he obviously is a pretty darn good goaltender. Listen, I mean, we don't have to look any further than what are they calling Krill the Thriller? He is your new Artemi Panarin. Is he not older?
Yeah, he can be older than 25. So I think he's 24 years old. He played in the KHL.
for a gazillion years, which means he's played pro hockey for a really long time. And I just have a hard time giving it to guys that are 24 years old and have already played pro hockey over in another league for many years. But I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to go with the goaltender from Carolina. That they won the President's Trophy this year. Obviously, he had a lot to do with that, and I'm just going to go with him.
Carolina did not win the President's Trophy. That was Colorado, okay. Bud.
Came two. All right. They came second. Sorry.
No, Vegas was second. They were tied. So Carolina was behind them. Anyway. Right.
I know nothing.
Hey, but you know what? Nedeljkovic could be their number one guy, and Peter Mrazek could be an option for the Sabres next year. He's a UFA at the end of the season.
Butcher that. I want to change everything. I'm going with Thrill.
Petey, Kaprizov, Nedeljkovic, or Robertson quickly does that the other
I'm
thing.
I'm going Who's to your forfeit my time back to Craig so he can re-explain himself.
Okay, let's move on.
We'll say Kaprizov.
Okay, let's move on. Dregs mentioned Gerard Gallant doing some really good things with Team Canada, the World Championship. They started 0-3, and they beat the Russian team in the quarters yesterday in overtime to move on to the semi. So Gerard Gallant is doing some good things behind the bench. Gerard Gallant will coach again this season, meaning like now, entering this year, yes or no, or will they pass on him, all the teams that are availability for head coach? PD, you go for Gerard Gallant will coach again this season.
Yeah, he will. He will. And I mean, there's a bunch of jobs available, right? I mean, you have Columbus, you have the Rangers, you have Seattle. I don't know if there are any more or will be any more, but Arizona, maybe
Columbus.
So yeah, I threw Columbus in there, but I mean, yeah. So I think he will coach, 'cause I think he's got a good reputation, you know,
I should say this year, maybe this upcoming season. Okay. Revs, Gerard Gallant will coach this upcoming season.
Yeah. I'm going to make it very quick. This or that. Yeah, he's going to coach. I don't care where he coaches, to be honest with you. Let's just move on to the next question and have some more time. But yeah, he's a good coach. He'll coach next year in the league.
Okay. Where do we go here? Man, there's so many. Okay, how about this? Because Rivs, you've got massive legs. Petey, you got massive legs. I don't.
Talking about it. Better picks.
No, you got big legs. You got big quads.
I have good quads and hammies, but my calves. I got Johnny Drama calves, man. I need implants.
I'm not talking about the calves. I'm talking about the quads here. Better
the first
nickname
time in
for
my
your
entire
legs.
Life, someone told me I had big legs. I was so self-conscious throughout my entire upbringing and into training when I started to lift weights and the whole shoe. I've never been told I've had big legs. This is the greatest day.
Everything compared to my legs are big. So anyway, AJ Dillon, who's an NFL running back, says he has nicknames for his legs. One is called Quadzilla, and the other one is called the Quad Fodder, because he's adamant that his legs are bigger than the other backs in the league. Like, he thinks his legs are the biggest legs in the league. So, better nickname for your legs, Quadzilla or the Quad Father? This or that?
Quad Father. I've never heard that before. Quadzilla, I've heard that. Quad Father, that's pretty funny. That is...
But if you're calling, like, only one of your legs can be called a Quad Father. It can't be both of them. Right? Rivs, which one do you like better, this or that, Quadzilla or the Quad Fodder?
It's the dumbest question. I'm still going over you telling me I have big thighs. It's unbelievable, man.
Well, maybe you have big thighs now.
You do have big legs, Rivs.
I thought
I don't have big legs.
You can squat.
Do you have boxers on? Do you have boxers on? Show us a quad.
You want me to rip some?
Yes. Let me see your quad. We have 1 minute. Show us your quad.
Yes.
There you go.
That's pretty. Look at the size of that thing.
Look, you're like a Clydesdale.
Your golf shorts have a tough time fitting over your quad. Like, look at
this. Buddy, you are built for speed. Those pockets are bursting.
I'm going to tell you right now, I love hanging around you guys because my confidence level has never been higher in this moment right now.
Really? You should
That's
be wearing
10 years.
Shorts.
That is 10 full years of doing nothing on the quads. I used to have a nice big.
Well, hold on. I mean, it does carry a barrel up top. I mean, those legs
I don't have a barrel.
Those legs are carrying a, you know, they're carrying. You got that melon on top of those shoulders.
Okay. Last but not least, before we go out, which gaming system was better? The Sega or the Super Nintendo Entertainment System? People called it Super Nintendo, SNES, whatever. So Sega or Super Nintendo, which one was the better gaming system? Because Jeff, our producer, Jeff saw a tweet about it and wanted it in This or That. So I'm putting it out there. Petey.
This should have been first on the playlist of This or That, by the way. And in, by far, without question, Sega Genesis. My two are still at work there.
I know they
are. Would have loved to have had them during this lockdown we've been in for the last year.
What year did Nintendo, this Nintendo one, come out?
Late 90s?
No, early 90s, because it was competing with Sega Genesis, and Genesis was in the early 90s, right?
Really?
The NES was out the Super Nintendo was that, is it Super Nintendo we're talking about?
It's amazing now that that from what I'm hearing that the young guys in the National Hockey League, a lot of them 25 and under per se, a lot of these guys they're just gaming freaks. They love to play video games, and I don't remember playing video games when I was 22 years old.
What?
What, you were playing video games at 22?
We used to bring it on the road all the time. We had the Nintendo. Oh, yeah, we
did. In the NHL, you brought your games on the road?
We would go to Jay Mickey's house.
Bloody Hansen Brothers?
He had the big screen, and we used to play James Bond. What was it, GoldenEye, when you had the four screen? It was basically like a first-person. You know, like you went and hunted each other. That was awesome. So the Super Nintendo was early 90s, like 92, 93, 91, around there. So same as Sega. So anyway, Petey, you picked Sega, right?
We got a break. Jeff just threw in there. We got a break.
Yeah. So Riz, what did you have? Sega or Super Nintendo? This or that?
I'm going to go with Sega. Okay, just because of Jeremy Roenick in 1994 Sega.
Yeah, I'm a Sega guy as well. Okay, we got to take a break. One more segment here on the Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG.
Something, Craig.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, time now. This final segment's been a nice, fun Friday show. Thanks to Darren Dreger and Kevin Adams for your time. Marty, you've been first star. Craig, fantastic. But now time for a fun little segment we call Things Craig May Not Care About.
You figured Marty was first star.
Well, he's committed. Look at him. He's a way
right now. I think it was one of Marty's off days.
What is that, Marty?
What is that?
Pillow. You hurt my feelings. I need my comfort pillow.
My God.
Things Craig won't care about. That pillow being one of them. Sorry. It's too easy. Craig, Marty, 4.8 billion people own mobile phones, whereas only 4.2 own a toothbrush. How about that?
That is disturbing.
So, Craig, go get yourself a toothbrush.
4.8 million people
own a cell phone.
No, billion.
Oh, billion. 4.8 billion people own a cell phone. 4.2 billion.
Billion.
Only 4.2 billion own a toothbrush.
How's that even possible?
maybe they're counting the people that have multiple phones.
They only have one toothbrush.
Yeah.
Bad phone. Phones.
And here's another fact as we have 30 seconds. In France, you can marry a dead person. So that sucks for who? You know? The dead person or... Yeah, it's true. It's a fact. In France, you can marry a dead person. I'm not
starting to. I'm starting to question where you're getting these facts from.
The only reason
on the internet. Everything was true. We're out of here. We got 7 seconds. Great show. We're back Monday. We have a mystery guest Monday, and Jody Shelley. So tune in. One Bills Live next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.